if we're focused on our studies, and then because of not being able to perform as much time as we're investing, working for 10 hours is getting 2 hours output. So feel a little averse to relationships, feel envious of those who are performing, getting depressed. What can we do at such a time? See, first thing is being focused is good, but being obsessed is not. Now, what is the difference between being focused and being obsessed? Focused means we are aware of ourselves, we are aware of our goal, and we direct our attention to that goal. Obsessed means that the goal controls us. So the goal controls us, and then we just can't think of anything. Compulsively, we're always thinking of that. So the career is very important, but the career is not the only thing in life. And becoming obsessed about it can become a problem. So you can try to find out at least one or two people who are like-minded. So some of us may not be very gregarious, so we may find having too many friends a bit too much of a burden, too much of a distraction. But if we explore, even in our social circle, we'll find that there may be one or two people whom we can connect with. And if they may also be like this, where they also don't want to have too many friends. We may be able to connect at a deeper level also. So being open to exploring deeper relationship, deeper connection with a few people, that can be done, then that can actually balance that can prevent the focus on the studies from becoming an obsession. And they can also tell us, you know, okay, don't be obsessed. They can tell us when we are getting off track. And as far as not performing so well is concerned, yeah, that is something which happens when we become obsessed. Because when we become obsessed, the whole range of negativity comes in. Because we let our sense of self-worth become defined by that one thing. Definitely, our grades are important, or kind of job we get, that is important. But we are not that alone. So when that becomes, you know, when we equate, say, our self-worth with our net worth, then we just can't avoid envy. If somebody's earning more than me, and I think I am my salary, then I'll just naturally become envious of those who earn more than me. I'll become insecure if I'm not earning as much as I think I should be earning. All these will come. So we have to, when you're practicing meditation or studying spirituality, no, it's not just a ritual to be done. If we invest our consciousness in this practice, study these practices, they remind us this basic thing that, you know, my circumstances and I am different. That my career, my studies, they're important, but they are not everything. So actually, when they become everything, then paradoxically, we are not able to focus on that adequately. Because they consume us, they obsess us. So by, I would say, trying to have some spiritual intervention, whenever it starts becoming an obsession, then try to have a spiritual intervention, not just some meditation practice, but try to find some other friends who are a little spiritual. Try to meet with them regularly. I'll just help you to reorient yourself. Okay, this is good, this is too much. So if a reorientation that happens, then that will help a lot. And lastly, about negativity or not performing enough, don't be too hard on yourself. See, ultimately, we need to, the end result needs to be that we have to be encouraged. If we become discouraged, then we disempower ourselves. Sometimes I may feel that, you know, by being hard on myself, that will bring out the best within me. But we have to check whether that is happening. See, some other people, you might have seen some other friends, some other elders who were very hard on themselves, and that brought out the best. But that's not a universal. Sometimes we beat ourselves up, and that might weaken us, that might demoralize us first. So that is happening, don't be hard on yourself. If you consider from the perspective of, say, millions of students in India, just to be in America, in American university, that's a great achievement. So, and here also, we have a good future ahead. So look at the positives. And we definitely want to improve, but how we will improve, don't have a stereotyped idea that just by being hard on myself, I'll improve. sometimes we can improve by being gentle on ourselves. Like, see, the mother, when she wants to have a child to study, a child to do something, sometimes the mother may shout at the child, sometimes the mother may pat the child, the mother may fondle the child. So we have an inner child within us. And sometimes the child needs to be chastised. But sometimes the child needs to be consoled. So, again, this understanding
of sarvadvareshu dehesmin prakasham upajayate jnanam yadatada vidya viruddham sattvam ityukte. In 14.11, the Bhagavad Gita Krishna says that our inner world becomes illumined. Our inner territory becomes illumined when we practice spirituality and come to sattvaguna, come to the mode of goodness. So what that means is that when we need to chastise ourselves, when we need to console ourselves, when we need to encourage ourselves, all this, if we become more spiritual, we'll learn better how to handle ourselves. And if you learn that, there is no skill as valuable as that. Because ultimately, we are the only resource that we have. So we have to learn to handle ourselves. Now, struggles won't last forever, but we will. So don't let the struggles consume you. Be patient. Try to connect with Krishna more through your practice, devotional practices, and the storm will pass.